You've arrived here at a critical moment. Tune in on real self-knowledge and creative power.
Welcome to the Well Fit with Lockie Stewart podcast. This show aims to help men improve themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, covering topics of fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality.
Hey gang, so are you in denial about what it really takes to hit your health goal? So I've seen it time and time again, and I just had a meeting with a client before, and we're transitioning from obviously doing a lot of mental well-being coaching into the physical side of things. So he's joined the gym and about to get into it. And one of the things I wanted to be real with him about, and I often see it's the biggest downfall for so many people, they think that investing in the coach is the hardest part, right? Parting with that money is the hardest part. When in reality, once you've invested in a coach, that's where the real work starts, because the coach can't make you do what you need to do in order to achieve the results you want to achieve, right? You have to be willing to do the work even when the coach is not around, because that's when it really counts, because he's only, you know, your coach, I only am spending an hour or two with clients a week. You know, and there's 168 hours in a week, I'm fairly sure, just from the top of my head. So it's really, what are you doing in those other hours of the day that is going to move you towards your goal? So the way I see it, the purpose of a coach is to give you a plan, you work the plan and educate yourself in the process so that you can modify it during those other moments of your life. I often see so many people thinking, hey, because I'm doing PT once or twice a week, the result's guaranteed, I can do whatever the fuck I want on the weekend. Right? When in reality, that's complete bullshit. If you're one of those people who are constantly, and I see it so often, people are out there drinking a lot, eating terrible foods, and then they're like, I'm going to start fresh on the week, next week, Monday. Right? Like, it's always, I'm going to start fresh. And they never actually achieve the result that they want. Right? They never fully commit, and they're in denial about what it really takes. They think, you know, because you see some people talking about cheat days, fit and healthy people talking about cheat days, or their friends might be eating well, but you got to understand that you got to compare yourself to where you're at, not to where other people are at. So if you're wanting to eat the same as, you know, say for example, someone like me who trains 3 to 4 hours a day, and you're not fit and healthy, then you're probably going to be huge if you eat the amount of calories I eat. So it's understanding, okay, I need to earn the result first. What do I need to do? I need to follow the plan that I've been given. I need to be committed, okay, and do whatever I can to maximize my chance of hitting the results. Now, when you hit the result, that's when you can start being like, okay, well, let's sort of start rewarding myself. It's not even rewarding myself. Let's start getting a bit more balance back in my life, because obviously, you know, to get a result, you need to create a new balance or sacrifice something in order to get the result. Okay, so now that you'll have it, you can start being like, okay, well, let's see how I go with a couple of drinks a week, you know, on a Saturday or a Friday. How does that impact me? Do I have enough control and discipline to make sure that doesn't get out of hand, to make sure that I don't continue eating shit off the back of that? Right? Because so many people think, hey, I've done 2 days in the gym. This Friday, I've earned it. I deserve this. And it's like, no, you've done fucking 2 days. Be proud of that 2 days, but you haven't even gotten started yet. I want you guys to start being real with yourself and stop being in denial about what it really takes to achieve a result, because there are more and more people getting overweight, getting, you know, health diseases that can be prevented if you look after your fucking body. Every single day, there's more and more. The numbers are increasing, and it's just because of laziness. Like, people just don't want to put in the work to get to where they want to do. And you got to understand, once you get the result, it doesn't feel like as much work. It becomes effortless to maintain, because you've created the habit. You understand what it takes to, you know, lose the weight, to build the muscle. Now to maintain it, you just got to continue doing that, but it doesn't have to be as disciplined. So stop being in denial, guys. I hope you found that helpful, and look forward to tomorrow's podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. free for iOS and Android.